Gary did launch the Lavender Table in 2010, and he launched that kind of as a, to continue to be a voice in the queer gay community of Knoxville, and to continue to be the voice for the queer, gay, trans voices in this area. So without further ado, Gary, we welcome you to this place. We know you have an important message for us, especially in this Pride Awareness Month. So many blessings to you, my brother, and thank you for being here with us.
I'm going to have my cheat sheet because, as you saw with Jill struggling for words, it happens to me minute by minute. First, I'd like to congratulate all of the volunteers, the organizers, the committees, the board members of East Tennessee Equality Council, and especially Todd Kramer, who has given 8 long years to the continuance of Pride Fest and of Pride in East Tennessee. We all owe him a wonderful round of applause and thank you. As Reverend Jill mentioned, Pride Fest, or Knoxville Pride, has its roots partially right here. Knoxville's 10% from UT, MCC with your own Reverend Bob Galloway. It's where I got started. I came in off the freeway in 1992 and immediately came to MCC. And who did I meet? Not only Reverend Bob and all of the wonderful congregants, but James Talent, who was at that point the head of Pride. And he immediately saw something in my eyes and said, "You have to come to our meeting." I had just come from Phoenix, Arizona, where I had experienced my very first Pride. It was life-changing, as many of you can relate to when you attended your first Pride. When I went to that meeting, I was transformed. I had found a home in Knoxville. I knew I had found a home, even though I'd been back and forth due to family concerns. I found a home in Knoxville, and I have not left. My heart has not left since. My reason for being here is not only to celebrate the over 20,000 people who showed up, something that I can pretty much guarantee that Reverend Bob and Gene Nutter and James Talent and even Todd and Ernie themselves, I'm sure, would never have imagined. Never. It's to celebrate. But Jill's brought me here, I suspect, as the hard sell. Because once you get 20,000 people, or over 20,000 people, in one spot to celebrate just as we are, now we take the next step. Because if you bring 20,000 people to one spot to celebrate Pride, to celebrate LGBT equality and freedom, and then they leave with nothing, then you've done nothing. And I know that there were tons of organizations there set up with tables, information, MCC, TEP, it goes on and on and on. There were opportunities abound. I get emails all the time from people saying, "Gary, it's nice that you do this and you do that, but I don't know what to do." Seek it out. Reverend Jill's a resource. Bob, Rick, everybody here practically is a resource. There are so many organizations that would be willing and welcoming to you to come help them do what they do. I'm going to show you what I'm doing presently. And I don't know how many of you can actually see this. I'll pass it around. But it's nothing more than a simple bumper sticker. And it says, "Uganda, LGBT asylum now. Now, the next line is a little dicey. It's U.S. State Department and their phone number. Many people thought that was real risky. How can you put the U.S. State Department's phone number on a bumper sticker? You can. And what I'm doing with that is I'm encouraging people to contact the U.S. State Department. Let them know that the countries that criminalize homosexuality, those people who are seeking asylum, who are seeking visas, should be treated as special circumstances. They do not have homes. They do not have jobs. Uganda has created an anti-homosexuality law that has totally disavowed their citizens. Their LGBT citizens have been absolutely thrown out into the streets. They've been fired from their jobs. They've been thrown out of their housing. They've been disowned by their parents. They've been burned in the streets. People have asked me, why is it so important to me? You're not even black. It's amazing to me when I hear those things. But my cause doesn't have to be your cause. I'd love it if it was. I'd welcome you. And it's not even my cause. I mean, I'm just into it. I'm doing it. But there's so many things that we can do. We can talk about the elderly and elder care for LGBT. We can talk about adoption rights. I don't know how many of you know this, but 32% of all foster care adoptions are to single persons, many of which are LGBT. That's a tremendous thing. 32%. And it's because of judges and activists and private citizens who have really realized the treasure that an LGBT person or family can bring to a child's life. So, where do we go from here? Where do we go with the exuberance and the excitement and that energy that we have built, that Knoxville has built since, what, 1990, Bob? Yeah. We take it. We use it. You know, you don't have to get up in front of crowds the way I do. You don't have to create bumper stickers. You don't have to have a talk show on YouTube and all that kind of silly stuff. You don't have to wear purple every day, all day. But there are things that everyday citizens can do. You can take that bumper sticker, and I'm accepting donations for each one. You can take that bumper sticker and you can call the State Department and you can just simply say, I want any person that is applying for asylum or a visa from a country that criminalizes homosexuality to be treated as special circumstances. That's all. Just leave the message. That phone number answers 24/7. So if you want to do it anonymously, if you want to do it at a time where it's not answered by a real person, go for it. Perhaps you want to be part of Meals on Wheels. Perhaps you want to go to the Love Kitchen and volunteer and make a presence and a visibility. Perhaps you'd like to, volunteer for Pride Fest 2015. Make it happen even bigger and better. AIDS and HIV, housing, workplace discrimination. There's so many things we can take part of and take part in. And I'll be honest with you, I'm pretty strident. Anybody that really knows me can tell you that. And I do believe it's our responsibility as a free LGBT person. It is our responsibility to not only carry it forward, but bring it up. Look at the youth. The youth are feeling that they don't have a voice. We have a voice. I'm going to tell you exactly how one person can make a small, small difference. I'm going to talk about that silly bumper sticker again, but Thursday I got home from the PBS documentary, The New Black, over at Scruffy City Hall. It was wonderful. And I got a text, and it said, "Gary, my name is TJ. I'm on the advisory committee for global LGBT concerns at the State Department." I'm like, holy crap, I'm going to be arrested. I started looking around, seeing if I could get my stuff in order. And he said to me, "Gary," I called him immediately. I didn't think you could wait. he said, "Gary," he's from Chicago. He says, "I saw your bumper sticker, and my first reaction was, oh, God, no." And he said, "My second reaction was, yes. And I want to tell you what I do." And he's like face-to-face with the president on Tuesday. He's taking meetings at the State Department. He's doing the work. And he's doing the work on a shoestring. He's going out there on GoFundMe.com asking for gas money. Hotel money. Activism costs money. I think a number of you could attest to that. The float took money. The float makes a difference. The marchers make a difference. Activism makes a difference. We have created something here in Knoxville. It's not going away. You know, marriage equality, you can't even open the paper now without seeing another state falling like dominoes. That's wonderful. And I'm celebrating that. Frankly, I don't want to get married. Frankly, I think you should be careful what you ask for. And I also think we may want to look at the structure of the institution before we jump in. But, that being said, now that it's falling like dominoes, let's divert a little attention. Let's look at those other things that are really, really important, because gay marriage has absolutely taken the focus. So let's branch off. Let's do what we have to do in order to get full equality for each and every individual. So, local, we've got tons of options. Tennessee Valley Unitarian Universalist Church hosts a number of things. MCC hosts a number of things. We've got Tennessee Equality Project, who, although they were forced to kind of go on hiatus in the summer, they're coming back. They're coming back in August. And they're coming back with Chris Sanders from Nashville, the executive director, coming to re-energize it and reorganize with a brand new board, and we're going to make that happen. I say we're, Knoxville. We're going to make that happen. Tennessee Equality Project is at the forefront of the marriage equality movement in Tennessee, but they're also workplace discrimination and every other aspect of equality. Support them. Support the organizations that are doing the work. If you cannot stand out and stand up and stand forward in purple and rainbow and all of that, if for whatever reason you're not drawn that way, it's okay. Support those who do. Support the movement that created the energy and the freedom to march in that parade yesterday, to gather in World's Fair Park, because you all are a part of it. And I want to thank you all for allowing me to share this with you. If I've missed anything, I apologize. I get kind of excited. But if any of you would like to talk to me about it more, I'd be glad to. My cards are up there on the table. You can talk to me afterwards. You can come to the Freedom and Equality potluck and talk me up all you want. We're going to have some great music, and it's just wonderful to be back. Thank you.